easily enough, and the five trooped into the house, Timmy quite excited. The noise of the radio suddenly seemed louder as they went in.
Come on upstairs. We'll find that balcony room. It was all in darkness, which made it seem stranger than ever.
They ran up the wide stairs. The sound of the radio was very loud there. They listened intently.
It's in that room over there.
Dick ran to the half-open door. He shone his torch round, and then let the beam rest on something lying on the floor. What could it be? Julian reached out his hand to the radio. Click. On the floor near the radio lay a woman. She looked old and had silvery grey hair. She was dressed in outdoor things, and her hat lay on the floor. The children looked at her in horror. What could have happened? At last, to their relief, they saw her eyes open, and she looked up at them. Then she tried to speak.
Water!
George darted out and found a bathroom with glasses. She filled one with water and brought it back. Julian eased the old woman up into a sitting position, and George helped her to drink the water. She managed to give them a faint smile.
Oh, so silly of me. I was just going downstairs to leave the house by the back door when I slipped here on the polished floor and...
You fell and hurt yourself? Where?
Oh, I'm afraid it's my hip. I couldn't get up off the floor. I just couldn't. So I wasn't even able to telephone for help. And there was no one in the house. My niece had gone.
And your daily woman is deaf, so she wouldn't hear your call.
Yes, yes. I just managed to get my arm up to the radio and switched it on. You see, I thought someone might hear it. Perhaps a policeman coming round the house at night.
How long have you been lying here like this?
Oh, since yesterday afternoon. I just couldn't move, you see. I was glad I had my outdoor things on. I'd have frozen last night. It was so cold. I was so thirsty, too. Not hungry. Just very, very thirsty. Oh, you dear, kind children. Oh, I am so glad to see you.
Where's the telephone? I'll phone for a doctor and an ambulance, and you'll soon be well cared for. Don't you worry.
The five stayed with her until the doctor came, and later on the ambulance. Then Julian turned out all the lights, and they went into the hall and out into the night. Julian slammed the front door behind them.
Come on, Timmy. Keep by my side. No more cat chasing for you. What's he saying, George?
He says, "Don't talk to me like that, George. If it hadn't been for me chasing that cat today, you'd never have had this little adventure."
Well, I must say Timmy's right as usual. And if chasing a cat leads to saving somebody's life, I'm all for it. Good old Tim.